Today on The Grave Talks, a conversation about the most haunted doll in America, Robert the Doll, with doll tender Dan Radomski. Robert the Doll is known as one of the world's most terrifying dolls and as Key West's most cursed object. In 1904, he was a gift to Robert Eugene Otto, and they developed a strong and strange bond. Before long, unexplained things started happening in their house. Legend has it that this 118-year-old straw doll is haunted by a malevolent spirit to this day. Robert the Doll now resides in the Fort East Martello Museum in Key West, and the strange occurrences continue to happen. I'm Carol Hughes, and on this episode of The Grave Talks, a conversation about Robert the Doll with doll tender Dan Radomski. Dan, thanks so much for being on the show today. I've really been looking forward to this creepy conversation we're getting ready to have.
Yes, me too. Thank you for having me on. Very excited to talk about our little buddy there.
Your little buddy. So I wrote to Ghost Key West and asked if they knew anybody I could talk to. They referred me to you, and they said, Dan Radomski is perfect for this. He is a doll tender with Ghost Key West and spends several hours at the haunted fort with Robert the Doll every night. Is that true? Every night?
Yes. Yeah. I'm pretty much there. Every evening, hanging out with Robert there.
So I have to ask the question everyone is thinking about: how did you get the job as one of the doll tenders for Robert the Doll?
Sure. So I moved down to Key West a couple of years ago in 2020. The first time I was in that museum where Robert's at, Fort East Martello, I saw an advertisement for a ghost hunt there on Halloween night in 2020. So that was the first time I was ever even in that building. It was also like the blood moon that night too, right? It was a good setting for a ghost hunt. Did the tour, loved it. Was really fascinated by the fort and Robert's story, all the exhibits in there. And that's where I met David Sloan. He's an author. He's written several books about Robert. He knows a lot about him. I met him that night, and I love that place so much. I kind of hit it off with him, and I started working there shortly after. So it's been a few years now of being in Fort East Martello, and it's touted as one of the most haunted places in the country. And based on my experiences there, I definitely have to agree with that. A lot goes on inside that building.
I definitely want to start with Robert the Doll, but I'd also like to talk to you about the East Fort Martello. Did I say that right?
Sure.
Fort East Martello. So I want to talk about that as well, if you're okay with that.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about Robert. So he's 118 years old. Can you give us the history of him?
Sure. So he gets to Key West, 1904. He was given to a little boy as a gift, a little boy named Robert Eugene Otto. And very quickly, Robert Eugene Otto, he develops this attachment to the doll. He starts bringing it around everywhere that he goes with him. He starts speaking to the doll, having conversations with it. He starts dressing it up in his own clothes that he would wear. He actually gives Robert his name. He named him Robert. And then Robert Eugene, he went by his middle name the rest of his life, Eugene Otto. And then the story kind of goes on from there. Eugene's parents, they would hear weird voices, weird noises coming from Eugene's room at night. They would go in. Eugene would say all those noises, they were coming from the doll itself. Stories are more intense than the voices too. They would come in and, you know, furniture would be thrown across the room. That little Eugene would be sitting there, and every time something would happen, he would blame everything on the doll, Robert.
So the family's picking up on this creepiness. It's an unhealthy relationship, really, that Eugene has with Robert. It's not quite a normal relationship you would have with a doll.
Yes, yeah. All types of mischief was attributed to Robert. The servants that worked for the Ottos, they were a pretty well-off family. Eugene's father, Thomas, he was a doctor. So they were pretty wealthy. The servants that they had working for him back in the 1900s, they also had experiences with Robert. One of the most common ones, they would say that Robert would like slam the door shuts behind him. They'd be trapped in different rooms in the house.
Did this continue wherever Robert went? Did Eugene, he grew up in the house. Did he grow up in Key West then?
Yeah, he grew up in Key West. When he turned 18, he went off to college. he was a really talented artist. So he went to study art out in France. So when he leaves Key West, he leaves Robert up in the attic of their family home, goes to France for a few years, studies art there, meets his wife, Annette Parker. They live in France for a while. They return back home. They first come back to New York, back in the country. They live in New York for a while. Eventually, Gene's parents get sick, and they end up leaving the house to him. So Eugene and Annette Parker, they come back down here to Key West. As soon as they get here, Eugene goes back up into the attic, takes out Robert the Doll, introduces Ann Parker to him. And then the story continues from there. More activity starts to happen around the house. And Eugene's obsession with Robert grew even more. And he would pretty much spend like his whole day with him up in the attic of that house painting. He ends up furnishing the attic room up there with little tables and chairs for Robert. And it basically treats him like a live human being up until Gene dies in 1974.
Did they have children of their own, or was Robert pretty much the only, and I'm using air quotes, child?
They did not. Yeah, they did not have children together. Up until coming down here to Key West, from what we understand, they were happily married. They had a good situation, right? They were both very talented. Eugene was an amazing painter. Ann Parker, she was a really brilliant pianist. She was a great musician. And they enjoyed their time together in France and back here in New York. But then when they come back down here, when Eugene picks up this obsession again with Robert, everything kind of falls apart for him. There's stories of Eugene abusing Anne after they arrived back here to Key West. He wouldn't spend much time with her. He was always up in that attic painting with Robert. So their relationship kind of falls apart. Anne absolutely hated Robert the Doll, right? We're not sure if she really knew about Robert before coming down here to Key West, but the first day that she's here, when she's introduced to Robert the Doll, her life changed for the worse after that.
I would think she didn't know about him. And I only say that because if you were dating someone, getting serious with someone, and then he talks about his doll, and it would have been kind of a weird conversation about the doll.
Yeah, yeah. But red flag, right?
Right. I would think she would have thought,
someone, yeah,
I got to run. This is not good. You got to listen to that. So the things continued happening after he moved back in. And other people, like I read, you know, people walking by the house could see the doll watching them. I think were other people in the community picking up on this is a creepy situation?
Yes. Yeah. The early stories of Robert were popular. Some of them made it in the newspaper, the paranormal experiences that people have been having in there. But when Eugene comes back, when he spends all that time up in the attic of the, it's called the artist house now. It's a bed and breakfast, what used to be the Otto family home. There's a distinctive feature of the house. In the front of it, there's like a turret at this big tower. So Eugene would go up to the top of the tower to paint. The lighting was really good in there. And as he was up there, he would move Robert around the room, but he would prop him up so he could look out onto the street. People would walk by. They would see Robert up there looking down at him. Mm. There's a few stories of people seeing Robert move around the attic room on his own, and he would pop up in different positions up there.
Now, the artist house, which is a bed and breakfast now, Robert the Doll is no longer there, obviously. But I was reading that is also known as a haunted location.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories from people that stay there. A lot of people that take our tour there, they stay at that bed and breakfast and then come in and check out Robert and check out the fort. People experience a lot of activity in there. We're friends with one of the managers at that fort. At that bed and breakfast. A few weeks ago, she sent us a video. They have a security camera in the kitchen. And at like 3 a.m, these pots and pans start flying all over the place in there. Yeah, so people have been having their own experiences after Robert has left there for quite some time now.
I guess if you're really interested in Robert the Doll, staying there, that would be the complete experience because you get to see the attic, I'm assuming.
And yeah, so one of the rooms that's available in there is the attic suite where Eugene used to hang out. So it's available to go check out where, you know, he spent a lot of his time in there. But it's a beautiful old style Key West home. It's a really cool place to check out.
Then Robert Eugene, I'm going to guess after he died, the house was sold to someone else. Did the doll stay in the house? Or what happened to the doll after Robert passed? Because I thought I read
that. So the new owner of the home, Eugene died in 1974. He didn't leave anything to Ann Parker. Ann Parker leaves Key West. She doesn't get anything. She
didn't
get the
leave
house.
Her anything?
No money. She ended up moving. She ended up moving in with her sister out of Florida, somewhere up in, I'm pretty sure it was back in New York somewhere. Ann Parker later died of cancer later on after leaving Key West. The new owner of the home, this woman, Myrtle Reuter, she ended up buying what's now called the Artist House. After she bought the house, she became the new owner of Robert the Doll, and he belonged to her for quite some time.
Do you think that was part of the agreement? You can buy this house, but the doll has to stay? Because it just seems weird that she would be like, I got no problem with this creepy old doll staying in my house. Or maybe she didn't, right. But I would have a problem with it.
Myrtle had an interesting relationship with Robert. She immediately picked up on the presence of a child, like a childlike spirit that had inhabited Robert. And she cared for the doll. And she owned him up until 1994. And that's when he arrived at the museum at Fort East Martello.
Along the way, word gets out about Robert the Doll being haunted, ends up at Fort Martello. I'm assuming, because you are a doll tender, I assume weird things still continue around this doll?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we do the tour every evening. People have a good amount of experiences in the room with Robert. I've had several things happen to me in there. Within the few first weeks of working there, I was setting up for the tour, putting some stuff out, and I felt like somebody grabbed my arm in there. That's been one of the more intense things that's happened to me in the room with Robert. But I like felt for sure a hand touch my right arm, and I got really freaked out and had to step outside for a couple of minutes before coming back in and getting ready for the tour. But we use a lot of different ghost hunting equipment devices in the room with Robert, right? Spirit boxes and REM pods. And we pick up on a lot of good back and forth communication with him when we're in the room with him.
How many hours would you say you spend a week with him?
Like three hours a day?
Yeah,
about that. I'm in the fort for, it's like a 4 hour sort of time that I'm in there. About an hour of it each night is being in the room with Robert. So yeah, a decent amount of time each week.
Do you feel kind of drawn to him, or is there a weird feeling you get when you're around him?
Yes, it's like hard to put into words, but when you look at Robert, you can feel something, right? It's kind of hard to describe, but you can pick up on a presence, on like an energy. There's something peculiar about Robert. I think if you were to go see him and you didn't know any of the stories, I still think you would be able to sort of get this strange feeling when you're in the room with him.
He's a creepy looking doll, even though he shouldn't be a creepy looking doll. You know, he's got a little dog on his lap or something, and a cute little sailor outfit. But the doll itself,
that definitely adds to the display of him. The outfit that he's in a little sailor uniform. Those clothes actually used to belong to little Eugene when he was a little kid. Robert was originally dressed up as a clown, which is
That'd be really good. Yeah, yes. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
that's horrifying.
Yeah, he was a Steiff doll. He was made in Germany. The original design was to be a clown. Eugene gets him, and when he starts developing this attachment to Robert, he starts dressing him up in his own clothes. And that sailor outfit that he was in used to belong to little Eugene. That's what he's still in now.
Which is so strange. And I get dressing your doll up when you're a kid, all that. But the fact that that relationship continued throughout his life, at the detriment, it sounds like, of maybe his own mental health, definitely his relationship with his wife couldn't withstand the relationship with the doll. It just seems like he kind of cursed his whole life.
Their story with one another really, really ends in tragedy. The last few years of Eugene's life, he was dying of Parkinson's disease. So he pretty much locked himself up in the top of that attic, the top of that tower, and spent the last few years of his life with Robert, like slowly kind of losing it. It was a tragic ending for him and Robert and Annette Parker, their whole situation all ended pretty badly.
And the lady who bought the house, Myrtle, I can't remember what her last name was.
Reuter.
Yes. Was her relationship with the doll kind of unhealthy, or was it more, or you might not even know, was it more respectful? Like, he's part of the house. I leave him in the attic. He's got his place. I got my place. We're cool.
Yeah, they, from what we know, they had a pretty mild relationship with one another. Myrtle Reuter picked up on the presence of this child spirit that many people believe that is manifesting itself in Robert. So she cared for the doll, and she had a good relationship up until August of 1994. One morning, Myrtle Reuter arrives to Fort East Martello carrying Robert. She comes in right when the museum opens. She puts it on the front desk and she tells them that this is Robert the doll. This is Eugene Otto's old doll. He's haunted, and I need you to take him from me. I can't keep him anymore. And she told the staff that the previous night she was home alone with Robert. Robert shoves her into a room and locks the door behind her. And then after that, Myrtle Reuter wanted nothing to do with Robert. So she takes him to Fort East Martello, knowing that it was already a museum filled with like an eclectic group of artifacts from Key West history. And then he's been at that fort ever since. And Myrtle Reuter leaves that museum that day, and she ends up dying about 100 days later.
So how is Robert the doll cared for? He's in, I'm assuming, some sort of temperature control. Because he would, I think, at his age, 118, and he's not built out of plastic by any means. Can't touch him or take him out, I would assume.
No, he's in a big display case. He has a whole room dedicated to him in Fort East Martello. He's been there since 1994. I've never seen him taken out of the case. It happens every now and then. A few years ago, they flew him to be on Zach Bagans, some show that the Ghost Adventures guy did, where they talk about haunted objects. That's the last time he's been out of Key West. Other than that, he permanently resides in that fort.
Now, the fort itself, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes, because mm-hmm. the fort itself is haunted, with or without Robert. Did they start having weird occurrences happen once Robert started staying there?
Yeah, so at first, he arrives there in 1994. They don't put him out on display for a while. Outside of Key West, not many people knew about Robert's story, right? So they just kind of left him in storage. But the staff that worked at the museum, they quickly started to have their own experiences with him. It got to the point where they were drawing chalk circles around Robert at night, where they had him back in their storage facility. And they would come in the next morning, right? And Robert would be moved outside of these chalk circles. They would hear voices, they would hear giggling, similar things to what people have picked up on the past.
Oh, now that's just creepy. When did the Robert the Doll legend lore kind of really get popular? Well, there was a movie about him. Did that really increase the interest in him?
Yeah, a couple different things sort of based on him. The story really starts to gain a little more popularity in the late 1990s, when they started to do ghost tours in Key West, right? Like walking tours around town. These tours, they would always stop in front of the artist house, right? And they would talk about Robert's story. So people started to hear about him a little more. The story started to spread. People were calling Fort East Martello and asking to come in and see him. So they eventually put him out on display. It wasn't a huge display at first. He was a part of this a Key West character display. He was in a big case with some other artifacts. But when the public starts to get to see him and interact with him, then people start to have experiences on a sort of a bigger scale.
Have you, I'm assuming, had guests come in and had some weird experiences or heard about some things that have happened?
Yeah, well, one of the things, people write to Robert all the time.
Which I think is weird. Can you address this? Because why do people write to Robert?
It all has to do with the curse that's attributed to Robert. It seems that people that disrespect the doll, they go in and they make fun of him. They test him to see if all these stories that have been told about him are true. they leave the museum, and it's a variety of things that happen to them. Robert's curse is pretty nasty. Sometimes it's attributed to death and illness, things of bad luck. And people leave that fort. They start to experience things, and they got really freaked out. It's said to be the only way to remove the curse is to either come back in person and apologize to Robert, or to send him a letter.
How many letters would you say he gets in a month?
We get one almost every day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We get them all the time. And a lot of them are people just, the story is so crazy out there that people will write to us after they see a photo of Robert online, right? They're like, I'm so sorry. I saw a photo of you. Please forgive me. And they'll send in letters like that. Other ones are people that have had experiences in the fort. They leave that museum and they feel like they start to experience the curse and they start. But yeah, we get letters pretty much every day there.
Have you read any of them?
Yeah, we read them. We read them to him at night. I read all the letters to Robert. Yes. Yeah. He likes to hear them.
Do you kind of think of Robert as there's a spirit, there's a something about him, even when you look at the pictures? So how do you kind of view him?
It's hard to put into words. I sort of said this earlier, but when you look at that doll, like kind of how you just said, you can tell that there's something about it, right? There's a lot of different theories as to what haunts or what possesses Robert. On the extreme side, there's been a lot of psychics, right, and mediums, people that are sensitive to the paranormal that have come in and met Robert. They agree that there are multiple entities inside that doll, that over the years they've manifested themselves in there. Some people believe that Robert, the doll itself, is like a portal, right, a gateway into different worlds, different dimensions, where entities can pass freely, coming between like this world and the next. Other people, though, one of the big theories about Robert, a lot of people believe it to be a child spirit that resides in the doll. That's what I sort of lean toward. I believe it to be the spirit of a little kid inside Robert.
But a mean little kid.
Yes. Yeah. The stories of the curse are intense, right? Some of them are really nasty. It's hard to say. It's hard to say what's true and what's a little inflated. But there's so many experiences with Robert that I believe their stories of leaving that fort and having things happen to them.
I would think it'd have to be pretty powerful to go visit the doll, leave, something happens that you attribute to him, and then be like, I got to write a letter. To me, something happened to make you want to write a letter and ask for forgiveness and apologize.
I've seen it happen like right after people leave the fort. A couple of weeks ago, we had a group with us, and they were nice enough, but one of the members of the group, he thought it was all very silly, right? He didn't buy into any of this. He felt like he was sort of dragged along to the tour. They left the fort. He wasn't rude to Robert, but he just wasn't about it, right? He didn't want to be there. They leave the museum, and their car battery died. And they had no idea why their car wasn't left on. It was a rental. And they had to, like, you know, call AAA. And somebody came out and helped them. But I see stuff like that happen all the time. Like, smaller scale events like that, people's cars being messed up. People's technology gets messed up around Robert, too. Cell phones malfunction when you're in the room with him and things like that.
So creepy. Now, when you take the Robert the Doll experience, what is that like? You go into the fort after hours. It's not regular open hours, is it?
Right. The museum's open every day. It's open to the public from 9 to 5. And then at night, we do the tour there. We kick it off at about 9 o'clock every evening.
And do they get to spend like an hour with the doll and you just kind of go over the stories like we've been talking about?
Yeah, we save them for last, right? We save them for the end of the tour. But we start off sort of going over the history of the fort itself. We lead you through some of the more active places in the fort. It's very interesting Civil War history in Key West. So we get really into that. We talk about the other spirits that inhabit Fort East Martello, what else lingers there. And at the end of it, we wrap it up with Robert.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about Robert the Doll. In the next episode, we'll talk more about Robert, as well as the hauntings at Fort East Martello and in Key West, with doll tender Dan Radomski. For more information about Robert the Doll, as well as the Robert the Doll Experience, go to ghostkeywest.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and you can try it 3 days for free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, also all ad free. For all of us here at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes. Thank you for listening.